As we continue on this Thursday, February 12th, so happy to be with you, doing our best with Relentless Positive Radio with the team, the team, the team. Mike Parsons, Daniel Mason, Rich Luzinski. As you're on your way to making each and every day count, because you know each day is a gift. It's the QTR we don't know too much about. We don't know how much quality time remaining we have. So therefore, live life to the fullest. If you're not living the life you've always thought you would live, it's never too late to start living that life. And by the way, thanks again for choosing to tune in and be an important part of the best and brightest audience in all of radio. That's what happens when you tune in to WJR and the team, the team, the team that we have here and that we're very proud of. All right, this is crazy, crazy, crazy. You know, on, did it happen Tuesday? Wednesday, maybe? The FAA announced something that certainly caught my attention and maybe yours too. An unprecedented 10-day airspace shutdown over El Paso, Texas. I never heard of such a thing. Now, it lasted 8 hours. But they said 10 days, and I thought, what in the world is going on? And whenever I ask that question out loud, I say, what would Jeff Manasso say at a time like this? So I'm calling upon Jeff, Fox News correspondent and excellent WJR contributor. Jeff Manasso, what happened in El Paso's airspace?
Well, my friend, if you look at the Pentagon Pizza Index, it's the theory that suggesting pizza demand around the Pentagon may rise before significant political or military developments. It'll show you that a significant amount of pizzas were ordered Tuesday night at or near the Pentagon into Wednesday, with the poly market, a spike on poly market, up to 33% chance that U.S. anti-cartel ground operations in Mexico would happen, at least in March. It's now down to 18%. But speaking of crazy and absurd, the answer is I can't tell you. And nobody can really explain what happened. I mean, we're digging into it. We'll let you know. But the official story is that the FAA's temporary flight restriction at El Paso International Airport has left us with more questions than answers. The Trump administration saying it was Mexican cartel drones. The restriction initially prohibiting all aircraft operations over U.S. airspace, including commercial, cargo, general aviation flights, and it was set to last 10 days. That was strange, but the airport reopened within hours, and the FAA says there was no threat to commercial aviation. The Department of Transportation says the cause of the closure was Mexican cartel drones, citing special security reasons as a catalyst for the closure. The Department of War saying it neutralized the threat. You've got the mayor there in El Paso saying that drones are flown all the time between along the border between El Paso and Juarez. But there are conflicting reports from other news outlets, CBS, The New York Times, others reporting that the military was conducting tests of counter-drone technology that failed to coordinate with aviation officials. Multiple other outlets reporting that the technology in question was a high-powered military laser used to potentially shoot down cartel drones that the military pushed to test before the FAA could lock down safety procedures. The Pentagon not giving any other details, but
one hand not knowing what the other hand is doing.
Could be, yeah. It could be just a lack of communication. We're also told that a party balloon was the cause of another closure in which earlier in the week, anti-drone technology was used to shoot it down. They thought it was a drone. It turned out to be one of those Mylar party balloons. No word on what it read on the side of it, or if it read anything at all. But so there's a lot going on there. But all this kind of it's notable, Paul, that both nations are both kind of on edge over drug cartels. You got President Trump designating cartels a military threat, signing them as a terrorist designation. He even went on to to ask Claudia Sheinbaum, Mexico's president, if she needed help to attack and destroy cartels. She said no, but Trump has hinted, I should say, that land-based military strikes against cartels within Mexico may be necessary. That's what we have for you.
Well, I got to tell you, I never thought of this, but now everybody has, including terrorists. That is, we all learned what a flock of birds could do to a plane, famously with Captain Sully landing in the Hudson River with his airplane after a flock of birds. Imagine a flock of drones going into the engines, which is very easy to do, but I've never worried about it. But thankfully, people are now more than ever concerned about it. And we, most of us, didn't know the military has been developing this high-energy laser technology to actually intercept and destroy drones. We're going to need those at every airport, but especially there along the border. There's got to be better communication. I mean, they shutting down the airspace for 10 days was mind-blowing. It only lasted 8 hours. But it's somebody was making a point, I think, Jeff, and point made. Appreciate your help, and when you find out more, I know you'll let us know.
You got it, my friend.
The famous Jeff Manasso, Fox News correspondent and great WJR contributor, with Paul W. Smith in focus right here at WJR at 144.